A Short Introduction to White Poetics. Consider first the Canada goose. Brown body, whitish breast, black head, long black neck, with a white patch from throat to cheek. Bill and legs black, flies in regular chevron, a line formation. Flight note, ah honk, ah honk. That's the one old Walt, haired on Long Island. And there's the barnacle goose. Black and white plumage, white face and forehead. In German, it's Weißfangengans. Flight in close ragged packs. Flight note, a rapidly repeated nyuk, 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 like an ecstatic Eskimo. Look now at the Brent goose, small and dark, black head, neck and breast, brilliant white arse, more seagoing than other geese, feeds along the coast by day or by night, rapid flight, seldom in formation, irregularly changing flocks. Her cry, a soft, throaty, gut bucket, ronk. The red-breasted goose has a combination of black, white and chestnut plumage. Legs and bill blackish, quick and agile, this beauty. Seldom flies in regular formation. Cry, a shrill, ki-qua, ki-qua, who-what, who-what. The grey lag, pale grey forewings, thick orange bill, lives near the coastline. Flies to grazing grounds at dawn, usually in regular formation. Cry, ang-ong-ong, ang-ong-ong, like a Chinese poet exiled in Mongolia. As to the bean goose, she has a dark forewing and a long black bill. Talks a lot less than other geese, just a low, rich, laconic onk. The snow goose has a pure white plumage with black-tipped wings, dark pink bill and legs. In North America, turns blue, a dusky blue-gray. In Europe, you might take her for a swan or maybe a gannet, till she lets you know abruptly, with one harsh gank. She's all goose. So there they go through the wind, the rain, the snow. Wild spirits, knowing what they know.